First for this evening's entertainment, it's going to be Mike Casey, who I believe this is his first time as an instructor for the fretted dulcimers. He plays a number of instruments, including the Irish flute, I believe, and is now a graduate student in folklore in North Carolina. And he's here to help us learn a little bit more about the history and the evolution of the dulcimer this week. And please make him welcome on the fretted dulcimer.
Well, thank you very much. I'm not sure that I've quite recovered from the first set either, but we'll decrease the number of strings here a little bit, from about 843 to 4, and give you some more dulcimer music. I'm going to start off with a piece, actually a medley, but the first piece is a piece that's kind of been floating through my head for the entire day. And I thought it was very appropriate to play tonight. It's called The Munster Cloak. And those of you in the dulcimer class know why it's been floating through my head. We spent many of the long hour going through that today. And I'll run that into a jig called Coppers and Brass. Thank you very much. One thing that I like to do most with the lap dulcimer is play Irish music, but even apart from playing Irish music is to play the pieces of Turlough O'Carolan, who was an Irish harper who lived back around the time of Bach, and made his living traveling throughout the Irish countryside, playing music and being sponsored by patrons and so forth. I'm going to do two Carolyn pieces, one at a time. The first one I'll play solo. It's called Carolyn's Receipt for Drinking, and it's one of my favorite Carolyn pieces. Thank you very much. I'm going to finish up with another Carolyn piece, and I'm going to ask Leo Kretzner, who's the other Freda Dulcimer instructor, to join me. We thought it would be very appropriate, since many of you out there are Dulcimer students, Freda Dulcimer as well as Hammered, to do a Dulcimer duet. And so we'll do another Carolyn piece. This one's called Morgan Megan. And in fact, let me just quickly give the Freda Dulcimer enthusiasts in the audience the nuts and bolts of this piece. I'm in the tuning D-G-D without a capo. Leo has a capo on the third fret and is in the tuning D-A-D, and so we both end up in the key of G to play this particular piece. We'll be switching off between melody and backup chordal accompaniment, as you'll hear. Let's check our tune. If you like that, you'll love this. Thank you.
Wow, that was great. Coming up next is going to be one of my favorite singers, Madeline McNeil. Right. She is more than just a fine instrumentalist and singer. She's someone who is a very special person to know, and it's really nice to get to have her around Augusta for a week each year. R.P. Hale and I helped a little bit in the recording studio a couple of years ago when she was working on her Christmas record, and it turned out to be right at Christmas time. And everyone was in the spirit, but Maddie is one of the people who has that spirit year-round. And it just rubs off on everyone around her. And it rubs off on her music. I've heard it said that if you had enough monkeys with enough typewriters just striking randomly, that eventually they would write all of the plays of Shakespeare by accident. But if you had 100 monkeys playing 100 dulcimers, hammered dulcimers, they would never do what Maddie does. Please make welcome Madeline McNeil.
Oh, thank you very much. We've had a wonderful class this week. If you were over in the chapel area or over in the lounge, then you probably heard us play or sing a little bit. So this song is for the dulcimer players, and it is actually a song that is a conversation between two musicians, and the first one plays an instrument, well, such as a guitar or a mandolin or a fiddle, and doesn't particularly like dulcimer players, and the second person in the conversation is our favorite fretted dulcimer player. This is called Drone on My Knee, and it was written by Richard Deneve in Boulder, Colorado. It don't make my foot tap if it sits on your lap. You've won too few strings to make music. I can't stand all that drone. Why don't you folks go home and let us pluckers and pickers make music? Well, if two of you play, it just runs my whole day. I keep listening for notes and to your drone. So you guessed what I'm doing. I'll just keep on retuning till you break all your strings and go home. Here's the dulcimer player. Well, I played your guitars, your harmonicas. I've done my fair share of your fiddling, but I don't feel at home till I first hear that drone. For my heart beats and sings Mixolydian. Oh, nothing is wholesomer than playing on a dulcimer. So I must admit that I've got to sit and play with my head hanging down. Can't keep up with your changes of keys and note ranges, but the sound is the sweetest I've found. Drone, drone on my knee, where I play both the chord and melody. Well, I'll play along to most everyone's song, just as long as you don't change the key. Thank you.
That's right. Tell you what, I have a perfect idea. Wouldn't it be nice if our wonderful sound man, Flawn Williams, did a song with me? Does that sound like a good idea you'd go for?
You make it sound like a surprise.
That's right. Oh, let me see. Now, what should we play? Do you happen to know The Water is Wide? Great. We'll do that one then. you. Thank you. It's been our second performance together. We sang together at the Smithsonian this past January. Except we have, that you heard 50% of our repertoire, so we're working to increase that a bit. Oh, I'd like to end my set with a piece I love so much, and only recently began singing it with the hammer dulcimer as the accompaniment. It's written by George Gershwin, and this is from Porgy and Bess. It's called Summertime. Fish are jumping and cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby.
Another hand over here.
Governor Virginia's around somewhere.
That's the one.